The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Doing an election or post-election recap here. We've talked about some of the ballot initiatives, some that had been a success, like legalizing cannabis in Alaska and Oregon. And then the semi-success in Washington, D.C., where voters did vote to legalize cannabis, but now Congress gets to take a swing at it, so we don't know what's going to happen there. In Florida, cannabis, medical cannabis loses by just 2%, with 58% voting for it. They needed 60%. The person who put together that campaign called in the first hour of the show. And that was an interesting discussion. They spent $4 million on that campaign. Just trying to imagine what $4 million could do for the liberty movement up here in New Hampshire. And, of course, that's kind of what we've come back to time and time again here on Free Talk Live, is how in New Hampshire, so much more is possible. I wrote an article over at freekeen.com today about how at least 15 candidates who are Free State Project participants, or at least who are alleged to be Free State Project participants, won in the elections yesterday here in New Hampshire. Some are saying that, and by the way, Rich Paul is with me here tonight. Some are saying that there are as many as 20 Free Staters who've won. Now, I looked at the list, and the list was provided by, I found the list over at the Granite State Progress site for what they call the Free State Project Watch. Granite State Progress is not a liberty-friendly organization. They are an organization who loves big government, and they want more government in our lives. And so, thankfully, they have taken the time to do some research, and they have tried to determine who all of the Free Staters are on the ballots across New Hampshire yesterday. They came up with something like 40 names. And they had on this list, they had what they called honorary Free Staters, people who aren't actually Free State Project participants, but whose names have been sort of seen around the Free State Project circles. And so they've, you know, kind of come to the conclusion that they're Free Stater friendlies, I guess. And so they listed them, and then they listed mostly people. The list was the supermajority, people they alleged were Free Staters. I didn't know all the names on the list, so I can't verify that all the names they have found are Free Staters. So going by what they say are Free Staters, according to their own list, at least 15 people who they claim are Free Staters were elected to state representative seats across New Hampshire yesterday. It was an amazingly successful day for the ideas of freedom.
And thanks to Granite State Progress for doing the research and saving us the trouble.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it, guys, because, you know, I wanted to compile that list and I didn't have the time and energy.
Me neither. I mean, I was so busy last night. It was really, I was really grateful that they took the time to do that. And I hope they continue, because I know they've created a new organization called Free State Project Watch. And so this is what they're going to do. This is they are committed to this, Rich, from what it's, you know, from their website. They've even come up with graphics. There's a graphic of a wolf in sheep's clothing, kind of staring evilly at the, you know, the camera. And then let me actually pull this up here, because I got one of the hit piece flyers that this organization sent out. On one side of the flyer, so it's a trifold that was folded up and then, you know, sent in the mail, apparently to registered undeclared voters, so people who are not registered as either Republican or Democrat. They received hit piece flyers against Free State Project participants running for office. And so on one side of this flyer, it says, "Beware your candidates. Not everyone is who they appear to be." And then in the middle there is this wolf with sheep with a sheepskin on top of it. And the flyer itself is just an attack, an all-out attack on the Free State Project. And then on the left-hand side of the flyer, it kind of profiles the candidates. So one of the candidates who actually didn't win, unfortunately, Andre Rosa in Manchester, was one of the people that they attacked. But the attack flyer didn't necessarily hurt the candidates who won or lost. I'm sure the people in Granite State Progress would like to believe that they did, but according to a conversation that I had, one of the candidates, when they were talking with voters, apparently, you know, outside of the polls, related a story that when they were out there, they reported that apparently when they one of the candidates asked the individual who was coming out, or multiple people, I guess, you know, hey, did you get my flyer? And the response was, oh, you mean the trifold? And the candidate said, well, no, my flyer wasn't a trifold. That was the hit piece against me. And the person voting for them said, well, that was the reason I voted for you. So there's no doubt that these hit piece flyers actually do accomplish the task of informing people about the Free Staters in their area. Thing is, in New Hampshire, a lot of people like Free Staters.
Yeah, and I'm very surprised by their analysis, because, you know, you would think you would want to warn the diehard party base that maybe the candidates running in your party are not what you're expecting them to be, but the independents, it seems, are the most friendly to us, because, you know, they've gotten beyond the whole illusion that there's a difference between, you know, Obama and McCain, or Obama and Romney. So if I was them, I would fire their analysts.
Yeah, exactly. Or no, keep them on board, actually.
Well, if being me, I hope they keep them on board.
But you can expect more of this, Rich. I mean, as more Free Staters pour into New Hampshire, the establishment, as it is, will freak out. They'll continue to do desperate things, like spend thousands of dollars on hit piece flyers. I mean, I don't know what it costs to mail a bunch of flyers, thousands of flyers, to people's homes, but I don't imagine it's a cheap thing to do. You're probably talking about a couple grand at least to, you know, put these flyers out there. And
I wonder how many people Googled the Free State Project as a result of this.
Good question.
And said, wow, I really agree with some of the things that they say.
So the hit piece flyer here says, State House candidate Andre Rosa moved to New Hampshire as a member of the Ultra Extreme Free State Project.
Are we ultra extreme now?
Not just extreme, but ultra.
We've upgraded.
In 2003, the Free State Project voted on a state to move 20,000 people to, with the stated purpose to take over state government and dismantle it. That last part is underlined for emphasis. Point next bullet point, New Hampshire was the unlucky recipient of that vote. Bullet point three, the state Free State Project seeks to create a libertarian utopia, with quotes, void of public infrastructure and common laws, and to use the power of numbers to dramatically change New Hampshire, even threatening secession from the rest of the country.
Yeehaw!
Free State Project. Now, remember, Andre Rosa did not win, but there was another candidate who received the voters in his district received these very same flyers, and he won. So there's no consistency. You know, they can't say one way or the other if their flyers actually affected anything. It was Andre's first campaign, and, you know, your first time out the gate, odds are good you're not going to win. Going on, Free State Project members sign a pledge to move to New Hampshire and work to change the way of life in our state. Candidate Andre Rosa is a member of the Free State Project and moved to New Hampshire to help achieve those goals. Free Staters are doing real damage in the State House, but your vote could change that on Tuesday, November 4th. And then they go on the left-hand side to talk more about Andre, saying that he moved here from Southern California as a part of the Free State Project. He's a very active member with the Free State Project, and the group has even promoted Rosa's business ventures through their official newsletter. Last year, Rosa was arrested by police. By the way, his business venture they're talking about was the calendar that he made of drag queens and covered bridges.
Oh, okay.
That's the business venture.
Interesting. I've never seen a calendar like that before.
It's a one-of-a-kind, that's for sure. Last year, Rosa was arrested by police in Hooksett for continuing to drive after having his license suspended.
Oh.
Which, by the way, is something that happens to a lot of people in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's one of the things we have to work on is they take driving offenses a little overly seriously up here.
It definitely needs to change, but the fact that a lot of people have been arrested for that particular offense means that a lot of people know someone who's been arrested for that offense. And that means that saying that this political candidate has been arrested for that just makes them more like the people reading the flyer.
It's true.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. The Free Staters, they say in the flyer, often refer to these as victimless crimes, with quotes around it, and claim they should be overlooked. Does New Hampshire want out-of-state activists who flaunt our laws making our laws? Asks the flyer. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You take control.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer.
To get your risk-free supply of Stress Block, call 1-800-481-1288. That's 1-800-481-1288. 1-800-481-1288.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You may also join us via Skype at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio, you have Ian here.
And Rich Paul.
Coffee.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. It's 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica, and shade grown. Plus, not only is BuzzBox competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something special with Free Talk Live and with Kiva.org that is something you're not going to find in other coffee dealers. What happens is we can help change lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to make wealth for themselves, to make a better life for themselves by giving microloans out. And the way we can finance these microloans is every 10 listeners like you that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com and you get on the auto ship program, you get that first month free, just pay the shipping costs. When 10 listeners sign up, that funds one new microloan. So for every 10 listeners, we can fund one microloan and thereby help make people's lives better around the world. When they pay off their microloan, we'll take the money back in and loan it back out again to somebody else. So it's a great way to help people and get some great coffee all at the same time. You can go and get started now and get your free pound today at coffee.freetalklive.com. Again, you just pay the shipping cost, it gets sent right to you. And you can cancel your subscription at any time. That's coffee.freetalklive.com. Jimmy is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Go ahead with your thoughts, Jimmy. Doing good.
Okay. Hey, Rich Paul. I think this is the first time I talked to you. So I want to talk about that cat call. That girl, you know? You know that story that's going around?
You talking about the video with the girl in New York who walked around for 10 hours and there's 2 minutes of people saying good morning to her and that supposedly is offensive?
Yeah, I think she's lying. I don't, but here's the thing. I went and I did my own test around Tucson.
Oh, yeah?
And, I put on a black dress. I walked around for 10 hours. Nobody said nothing to me. Couple people.
Really? That's kind of a shock. I mean, you'd think a man walking around in a dress for 10 hours would at least get one compliment.
Yeah, or they were disgusted. Some people puked, and I don't know what their problem was, but they didn't say hi to me.
Wait a minute. Now, why would somebody puke as a result of you being in a black dress? I mean, is there something you're not telling us, Jimmy, about what else you were wearing, or was there something that was particularly gross about the dress? Are you kind of gross?
I got a pretty hair back, and that disgusted some people.
Oh, so it was one of those dresses where, like, it was a bareback kind of dress thing?
Yeah,
I think you might need a fashion consultant. You don't want to wear those with a hairy back.
No, it's a bad idea.
I did my research. I wore a strapless bra, you know, so that way no one could see nothing. And, but, yeah, no compliments. And I'm upset. So I think,
that's a shame.
I don't know. Yeah, it is. I love y'all. Rich Paul, glad you're out of jail.
Thanks, Jimmy, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. So, let's see. Ballot initiatives. I don't know if there's much else to say here. The ABC News story goes over the marijuana ones, which, as you know, if you've been listening tonight, Alaska and Oregon passed marijuana legalization. Washington, D.C. passed it, but it could be batted back by Congress. That one has yet to really pan out. We'll let you know as we know more about that. The minimum wage increased in Arkansas, Alaska, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Fifth state, Illinois, also passed a minimum wage ballot, but that was only a way for voters to express their personal preference and was non-binding. Of course, we touched on this earlier, Rich Paul, in that you pointed out that the economics of this just doesn't work out. When you increase costs for a business, they have to make those costs up somewhere. And if you're going to increase the minimum wage, then there's only so many things that a business owner can do to deal with that. Mm-hmm. They can increase the cost of the price of the product, whatever it is that they're selling or the service that they're selling. But that, of course, makes them less competitive in the marketplace where they're competing maybe against international companies or whatever who might be able to make the same or similar product for a lower price.
And if those companies thought they could increase profit by raising prices, they'd have done it already without waiting for the minimum wage to rise.
Right, but they can't because they're competing, so they've got to keep prices down. Competition pushes prices down in general. So they could increase the price of the product, but that's not something you really want to do. You can also lower the quality of the product. So if the product is made with good quality parts or, good quality wood or something. You could replace it with balsa wood or, you know, particle board or some crappy version of what it used to be. Make the product into a shadow of its former self as far as its quality is concerned. So that way you can keep the price of the product the same, but the cost of the product you've managed to lower to the point where you can make up the difference that you have to pay the employees more. That's something you can do, but then you're debasing the quality of your product. And if you're in a competitive marketplace, that's also something that is not an ideal choice. Another thing you can do, and this is probably the more common choice for a business owner, is to just load up your existing employees with more responsibilities. You know, you've already got existing employees. Now you've got to pay them more money. You were going to hire somebody new to take on the responsibilities that your employees, you know, can't all handle. But no, now you can't afford to hire somebody new because you've got to give raises to everybody else. So you just give them more, just make sure they do all the responsibilities amongst them of whatever that new employee would have done. And then you can absorb the costs. And of course, that's going to upset your employees. They're not going to appreciate being saddled with more job tasks. And, you know, at the same time, they might, and they may not even be getting a pay increase, because if your employees have been there for a while, let's say they're making $10 an hour, and the minimum wage was $7-something, and now the minimum wage has raised to $8.50, well, the employees who are making $10 an hour are not likely to get a raise after the minimum wage goes up, but they will possibly get more responsibilities for the job. And so that's going to upset them. That's going to, you know, turn them against the boss. It's going to turn them against you if you're the business owner. So none of these options are very desirable.
And then, of course, there are the even more serious options, which is some businesses that are barely staying in business and don't have any margin are going to cease to exist and cease to employ anybody. Other businesses will lay people off and replace them with machines. And I especially expect that to be happening to McDonald's cashiers.
They're doing it already, aren't they? They've got the cashier machines.
Well, they're testing those things out in preparation for minimum wage hikes. And I would think people would have, you know, seen the writing on that wall. And the other option is if you can move your employees, this doesn't work if you're running a McDonald's, but if you're manufacturing something, then move your operations out of the United States. That's your other option with a high minimum wage.
So, yeah, you're right. I mean, people could lose their jobs entirely. Mom-and-pop businesses that are on the edge could go out of business entirely as a result of this minimum wage. And is that what you wanted? I mean, for those of you who wanted the minimum wage increase, we must have lots of listeners listening to us right now who would have voted for this or actually did vote for this. I mean, there were several states where this was on the ballot, and they all passed. So, you know, this is a fairly popular thing. Did you really imagine when you were voting for the minimum wage, if you voted for the increase, did you imagine that what you've just done was helping put people out of a job? Because that was, you know, you wanted to help people with a job. That was the intention, right? That's what you thought. You thought you were going to help somebody who's, they're having a tough time. They're living in, you know, kind of the back end of life, and they don't have the best job in the world. And who wouldn't want to make $10 an hour instead of $7 an hour? I mean, you know, on its face, it seems like a desirable thing. But just think about it a little bit further and try to realize the consequences of what you're doing. You can't make value out of thin air by demanding that someone get paid more for the same task.
Yeah, I mean, if you find yourself tempted to vote in favor of a minimum wage, I would say ask yourself, why don't we raise it to $50 and make everybody rich?
Excellent question. It's Free Talk Live.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in, bring up anything you want here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Liberty-minded folks in a lot of places are pretty burned out right about now. And if you're feeling that burnout, then you really need to look at the Free State Project as your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. We can talk more about that here in a little bit as we continue some more election recap here. Of course, you can also bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Now, you can, of course, if you're starting a business up, go and incorporate at LegalZoom.com. It can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy, and they've got all kinds of legal documents like patents, wills, and trademarks. Use code FTL, and you'll save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com. Again, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So I've been through the list of ballot measures and that ABC News was providing. It's not a complete list by any means. So if there's something that we missed that you thought was particularly interesting that we should share, feel free to get on the phones or call us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And, of course, the big news for me tonight or last night, the big news is New Hampshire, all the way. Now, of course, this isn't going to get the play that the Republicans have taken the Senate and the House or whatever. That's what's getting the news headlines. But there was a neat quote, and you know what? I should have kept it pulled up on my screen, but apparently Ron Paul sent out a couple of tweets where he talked about, in one of the tweets, he says, power change, yes. Ideology change, no. As far as, like, you know, the news out of D.C., nothing's going to change ultimately. If anything, as he pointed out in his second tweet, which is, it's kind of cool seeing Ron Paul tweeting things. But as he pointed out in his second tweet, if anything changes, it'll mean that there's going to be more warmongering now. Now that the Republicans are in charge, they can send, you know, more troops in. They can send troops into Syria and Iraq, which, you know, the Barack Obama supposedly wasn't going to do. But we thought that he was likely going to anyway. And now it's probably even more likely that it will happen.
Politically, I don't think they're going to do that because the president always gets blamed for foreign policy. So they're probably not going to make it to give him any more power, even if it's power to do things that they want him to do, on, you know, for the risk that Obama will make himself look good.
You may be right about that, but I don't know. I guess I think Ron Paul certainly got his finger on the pulse of D.C. better than anybody does up here in New Hampshire. I'll go with Ron Paul on his prediction on that one. I mean, I hope he's wrong. I hope that we don't see more troops going into foreign countries now that the Republicans are in. But certainly if they have their druthers, they may very well make that happen. So your thoughts are welcome here at 855-450-FREE. The big news, though, as I posted over at freekeen.com, is the fact that Free Staters have increased their take of the State House from 11 to 15, to at least 15. Yeah, it's an amazing thing.
I can't tell you how happy that makes me. I am just so excited about that.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. I'm elated to see this news. It would be wonderful to just know one person who was elected to a state house in any state, which, you know, most people don't know these people. They're politicians and they're scumbags. And in New Hampshire, that's not necessarily the case. In New Hampshire, a lot of these people are our neighbors. And Free Staters, liberty-minded folks who've moved here to get active for liberty, they're getting elected. And that doesn't happen with the libertarians anywhere else. Now, yeah, it's true that some of the candidates lost. Okay, there were dozens of candidates running and over a dozen won. But some did lose, but that's okay. It's not like you can win them all. The fact that there are any wins whatsoever from people who would personally describe themselves as voluntarists or even anarchists in political contests is something that it's so hard to overstate the importance of what this is.
Yeah, and it's just exciting. I mean, I remember just being at the State House for some protest and, you know, one of the legislators comes out and he and I stood there and smoked a bowl while they were inside debating. And I just thought, this is really cool. I'm standing here smoking a bowl with a state rep on the steps of the legislature.
That was at 420 this year, right?
We also had a legislator come out to the 420 rally. But, by the way,
was reelected.
Sweet. Yeah. Congratulations, Michael Sylvia.
How many states does this happen where not only does a state rep smoke cannabis publicly, is photographed doing it, posted publicly to freekeen.com, this photo of him toking on a joint out in front of the state house. Not only does this happen, but that same guy gets reelected, and cannabis is still illegal here. It's not like he was, you know, in Colorado or something like that, where it's legal. No, it was still a criminal act for him to do that.
Eat your heart out, Marion Barry.
Yeah, it's pretty. For those that don't know, that's a reference to the crack-smoking ex-mayor of D.C. Wait, didn't he get reelected to alderman?
Yes, he did get reelected, too.
is he alderman now, or is he mayor again there?
I don't know, but I know he's been elected to public office
again. Yeah, after the crack-smoking thing. So that was amazing. So multiple liberty activists were reelected. Incumbents were reelected. Some were not. Some also said they were done. You know, they wanted to focus on their businesses. So there's a new batch of people in there. Some of the same. Some new folks are coming in, which is great. New faces, new ideas. There'd be new legislation put forth. Some of the bad people in New Hampshire, the people who are not liberty oriented, didn't win. Right. So that's a good thing.
Did Chase win?
She did. Now, this is the lady who made headlines for saying that Free Staters are the single greatest threat to the state. She won, but only by about 60 or 80 votes. So it wasn't a landslide for her. And that's in Keene, which is a Democratic stronghold. She was up against a Republican who wasn't really a Liberty guy. He was just more of a Republican. But, you know, even she isn't she's not a guarantee for the future, I guess you could say, on that.
Wow.
So 15.
I'd like to become the single biggest danger to her reelection.
You would have to move to a different part of Keene because she is in a different section of the city.
Okay.
But nonetheless, there's all kinds of opportunity here. I mean, we're just scratching the surface. For all the people out there who are grousing and moaning and bitching about what just happened wherever it is that you live, look no further than New Hampshire. Go ahead. Try to find something else that's equivalent to what we've got going on here. I mean, I don't feel like it's chest thumping to point out that this is working, that this is happening.
It's working, and it's wonderful that people can step down, liberty people can step down, and somebody else can step in after them. Because, you know, it's like with Ron Paul was 72, and we knew he wasn't going to run again, and it's like, who do we get to carry the torch? Well, in New Hampshire, there's lots of people to step up, at least for the lower offices, and carry the torch when you're tired and you say, okay, I don't want to run for office anymore.
And it only takes 2 years, by the way, before you can run as a state rep. So you make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org, get signed up, start planning your move. Don't wait till 20,000. I mean, there are people who are waiting till 20,000. I think they should start planning their move as soon as possible and not wait. The idea behind the Free State Project is to sign up 20,000 people. There are over 16,000 signed already who pledged to move to New Hampshire. Once 20,000 is reached, there's a 5-year window of time where they have to move here and then get active. So once you actually make that move, it's only 2 years later when you can run for state rep. Mm-hmm. And in fact, if you want to run for city council right out the gate, you can. So you can just move, and then the next day you can run for city council in
or New for Hampshire. Sheriff or all sorts of other things.
Exactly. So there's real opportunity here, and in order to file for state office, you're talking about $2.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 years you have to wait, and then $2 to file as a Republican or Democrat, which is why the Libertarians hardly ever file in New Hampshire, because they have to get like 150 petition signatures, and there's a lot more effort that has to be put in to getting them on the ballot. But if you just want to get your name on the ballot as a Republican or Democrat, $2.
Yep.
Find another place in the country with ballot access requirements like that. I don't think they exist. I'd love to be proven wrong, but I don't think that there's any other place like this.
They're a lot harsher in Michigan.
855-450-FREE. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live. The remaining moments are next, but there's enough time for you. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. GetTheTea.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but there's enough time for you if you dial in right now. 855-450-FREE is the number, brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Rich Paul.
And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then please consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. The AMP program, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that $5 a month will invest into Free Talk Live and get on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you value these concepts and you want more people to hear them, that is one of the Free Talk Live's primary missions, is to spread these ideas as far and as wide as possible. And you can help make that happen on radio. We can advertise to more internet listeners. We can buy more satellite time around the world and expose new ears to the ideas of liberty. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Again, if you want to join the AMP program, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. John is with us in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hello, John.
Hey, man. I think it's irresponsible for Republicans to go straight into a war right off of their victory here.
Well, that is the greatest predictor that that's what they'll do, because they love doing irresponsible things.
Right. It's not like they have to put their butts on the line.
I mean, Obama's kind of messed up the military. He's made a political thing instead of a military thing. And I think our military.
Well, the military's always been political. What makes you think that Obama changed anything there?
If you listen to Michael Savage, he's got a lot of great talking points.
Well, I would definitely not be listening to Michael Savage. So what makes you think, not what Michael Savage thinks, but what makes you think that the military has been somehow turned political by Obama?
I really don't have all the talking points in my head. I don't write it down or nothing.
So
like
you're
that.
Basically just parroting what Michael Savage said.
No, no. Actually, I was going to just say that and then move on to something else. But
I see. Well, let's point out, though, real quickly here that that's essentially the military is a political tool. That's basically what they are. They're a large enforcement apparatus for the federal government to utilize in pretty much any way they want to make people do the things they want them to do around the world, which are almost always political. So by definition,
that to some point, we have a lot of inactive military bases and what do you call those things? Embassies.
Oh, embassies. Okay.
Embassies everywhere, all throughout the world. We're like the world police here in America, and it's draining our budget.
That much I agree with you. Not only is it draining your budget, but it's also draining the lives of human beings around the world. And that, to me, is the greater concern.
Mm.
I think ISIS, I think that's a war that we fight.
No, I don't fight war. I'm kind of a peacenik. I'm not really interested in fighting. Rich Paul, you're not much of a fighter, it seems, at least.
I will fight in defense. The thing about ISIS is, apparently very intent on establishing some area to rule in Libya and in Iraq. There's no indication that I haven't seen any ISIS columns moving across the United States. So until if they come here and start trying to impose Sharia law, then I, like a lot of my friends, will be, hiding behind a tree with a rifle. But as long as they're doing what they're doing outside the United States, it's not my problem.
Sorry, John, you were talking over top of Rich there. Can you try that again?
You guys were talking about religion the other day and how it's used to oppress people. I think ISIS is the perfect example of that. Only other time I would point out is like the Middle Ages and the torture of Christians and all that stuff. And also,
what about the Christians who run the military? I mean, there's plenty of Christians there.
Well, you can also point to the torture of Muslims and Jews during the Inquisition. So, I mean, there's been a lot of religious violence going on.
Right.
John, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. So we were talking about the Free State Project, the amazing success story. It's kind of, it's all coming in at once here, Rich Paul. We've got the 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire, the movie. It's coming out in 5 days. The trailer just hit today. I posted that on our Facebook earlier this afternoon, and you can access that by going to news.freetalklive.com. So there's this movie that's going to be coming out advertising how great New Hampshire is. At the same time, we've got this news about how over a dozen, 15 at least, maybe even 20 people were elected as Free State Project participants to the State House. Further than that, we've got something like 100, some people are saying, 100 liberty-leaning state reps now in the State House in New Hampshire. You've got all that news happening. It's all happening now. Plus, the Robin Hood case is still making headlines. I mean, is there any doubt now in anyone who's listening's mind that New Hampshire is the center for liberty activism, that this is the most exciting place to be for people who care about freedom? How anyone could doubt that at this point would just show that they're not paying attention.
I don't know how they can miss it. I mean, I saw the thing that got me up here was I saw video of a real ID rally at the State House.
I remember that.
People were out there rallying on the steps of the State House, and they were wearing their firearms. And I literally teared up to see that because I didn't think that was possible anywhere in America. And I said, oh, my God, I've got to be there.
That's funny because I saw the same video you're talking about. I hadn't yet moved at that point. Although I had already decided I was going to, I was a Free State Project participant by then, and so I was just watching the videos to see what was going on in New Hampshire. And so you and I observed two different things. You observed people carrying their firearms openly. I observed amazing level of, I guess, street theater, because Lauren Canario and Jim Johnson had, I think we're talking about the same video, where they're out in front of the State House, there's a large protest going on, and they had set up a Nazi-style checkpoint. and they had like, you know, like goose stepping kind of boots on, and they had Nazi looking, Nazi-esque uniforms, and they had like this little checkpoint hut thing that they'd brought out there, and they were, you know, halting people and demanding that they show their real ID, and they were really having a lot of fun with the issue. And I just thought, wow, I would love to be in a place where libertarians do something else besides run a political campaign once every 4 years.
Yeah, or, you know, where you're having a protest and you have, you know, hundreds of people out instead of 10 people out swinging signs. That's another thing. But I don't remember seeing Lauren Canario in that video, but it was a long time ago. Maybe it was a different video of the same event.
It may have been. I mean, that's one of the other things that happens here. There's so many people that are activists with video cameras. It's not uncommon to get 2, 3, 4 angles on the same event.
Yeah, well, cool. I'm just used to having the next great thing coming, too. That was the other you were talking about, you know, living in New Hampshire. And for me, the great thing is, you know, there's the thing that's going on right now that you've heard about.
Yeah.
But there are half a dozen things in the works in New Hampshire, and I don't know what they are, and I don't know where they are. But when the time comes, I know that more people are going to be popping up and saying, this is what we're doing for liberty. This is what we're doing for liberty. There's always something else coming.
Yeah.
And it's usually not somebody who's done a lot of things before. Usually it's somebody who just comes out of left field and does something completely unexpected. So I'm really glad not to be missing it.
No doubt. And when those things do happen, they attract new people here, right? So your activism that you've done, whether it be the 420 celebrations or standing up against the criminal charges they hit you with for selling cannabis, these are actions that you made, that, you know, stands that you took that have attracted people here who otherwise may not have gotten wind of the Free State Project. If all the Free State Project was a bunch of political success, then it wouldn't attract as wide of a variety of people here who are willing to try different things. You know, the civil disobedience of Derek J's victimless crime spree, or my civil disobedience, or some of the civil disobedience that happened before I came here. That's all been a big attractor here to New Hampshire for some people. And it's exciting to meet the kind of people that are coming here who are looking to do more than just run a political campaign. But not that there's anything wrong with running political campaigns. That's happening here, and it's working here.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that we also have all these other exciting things going on at the same time really creates a robust movement of fascinating things that people are going to want to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful for it, too.
There's always something going on.
Go to freestateproject.org, learn more about that, get signed up. Now's the time. You're feeling burnt out. You're sick and tired of how pointless being an activist seems wherever it is that you live. Or maybe you've never done activism before. Don't bother where you are. Just come here. We'll show you the ropes. So, check that out.
Your life is yours. Take it back.
Freekeen.com, also a great place to get some of the latest news, including a Bitcoin vending machine now located right here in our very own Keene area. See you. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.